Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyez with JIS Midday News for Monday, March 13. Coming up, government earmarks $6.6 billion to boost national security. Finance Ministry announces plans to set up new Financial Services Consumer Protection Agency and schools in St. Mary to be expanded. The details after the break.
It's somewhat of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you think about your prospects.
Math
to be a physicist, teacher, biology, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because...
Now the news. The government has earmarked $6.6 billion over a three-year period to boost national security efforts in the country. Finance Minister Audie Shaw says the allocation will be used to improve the offshore patrol and aerial surveillance capabilities of the Jamaica Defense Force, Coast Guard, and Air Wing.
This investment will not only impact the guns for drugs trade, but will also provide improved protection of the fishing industry and search and rescue operation.
The first tranche of the funds was expended during 2016-17. The second tranche is to be dispersed during the 2017-18 fiscal year, while the third tranche is to be spent during the 2018-19 financial year. The Ministry of Finance is to establish a new Financial Services Consumer Protection Agency. Finance Minister Audie Shaw says the agency will, among other things, tackle issues related to banking fees and the treatment of dormant accounts by financial institutions. The Bank of Jamaica, as well as partners in the United States, will provide technical assistance to support the establishment of the new agency by the end of the 2017-18 financial year. Minister Shaw says the agency will underscore the Bank of Jamaica's code of conduct for banks and seek to tackle consumer-related issues.
I am strongly encouraging the banks to listen very carefully to the cries of Jamaicans coming up so loudly from the marketplace. I offer further encouragement to the banks to step up their self-regulation practices and seriously address the complaints of their customers.
The finance minister was opening the 2017-2018 budget debate in Parliament last week. New classrooms and other facilities are to be constructed at Highgate Primary and Junior High School in St. Mary and Middleton Primary in St. Thomas. The government of Japan has provided grants totaling $24 million to fund expansion of the schools in an effort to address overcrowding. Highgate Primary and Junior High received $14 million for the construction of two additional classrooms, while Middleton Primary will benefit from a new canteen and food storage area to be built at a cost of $10 million. The project was initiated through a partnership forged between the National Education Trust, NET, and the Japanese Embassy in Jamaica. And the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, will lead the observance of World Consumer Rights Day on Wednesday, March 15, under the theme Empowering Consumers in the Digital Age. Chief Executive Officer of the CAC, Dulcy Allen, says the agency will be hosting a week of activities from March 12 to 17 to educate consumers about data protection, how the consumer's information is being utilized in cyber world, consumer privacy, identity theft, and other pitfalls of technology.
But with all these advantages, there are some significant concerns that we have as consumers. We have to think about how the consumer's information is being utilized. So you think about data protection, we think about the whole privacy, we think about the whole thing of identity theft. And so this year, what we are trying to do is to see how we can make consumers more aware of some of the pitfalls that can occur while you are in this technology age, this digital age.
Mrs. Allen was speaking at a recently held JIS think tank session. The week of activities began with the National Consumers League Church Service on Sunday, March 12, at the Filippo Baptist Church in Spanish Town. The week continues with exhibitions at town hall meetings from Monday, March 13 to Friday, March 17. Schools and selected parish libraries island-wide will have displays on the theme and other consumer-related topics. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.